puts the shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and it's poison to some people. It grows along the road, and its leaves turn bright red.
What's your mama? Head? Oh, arm?
Well.
What is that?
There's one of those.
Oh. What is it? Let's see. Oh, poison ivy.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, there's sumac.
Oh, yes.
Do we have that around here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If that's that woods.
Can you say it for me?
Sumac.
Okay. And how about the sweet strawberries? I mean, oh, I just said it. Sweet berries.
Strawberries.
Okay.
Blackberry.
And what are some other berries they have around here?
Blackberry.
Okay. And how about some that are red, and some are red and black, and they have a rough surface? Sometimes have jelly out of it.
Blackberry?
Well, they're red, though.
You see them around?
I don't know if they're around here or not.
Boysenberry? Huckleberry?
Okay, well, this is the kind that's
blueberry.
Found, like, you can buy jelly out of this in the store, in the grocery store.
This is for jelly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy much jelly.
It's raspberry.
Oh, raspberry.
Okay. And what are some if some berries grow in the woods that are not good to eat, and if they could kill you, you say they are?
Poisonous.
Okay. And what's a large flowering tree we have around here? It grows real big. It has big, shiny leaves, big white flowers, and it's great big flowers. They have a nice smell, a kind of a strong smell. They have big, shiny leaves, big white flowers. We used to have one in front of our yard over on Anita Street.
Well, they grow wild?
Mm-hmm. But you can also plant them in the yard. We have one in our yard now. Remember when I was little, we used to have two of these things in the front, and I broke one off? And the other one survived. There's a street here in town named that.
Newberry?
No, it's not a berry.
It's a flower?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Maine goes in one direction, and what goes in the other direction downtown?
Magnolia.
Okay.
Magnolia. Okay, good.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, but she wants the person she's married to make the decision, she says, I must ask my
husband.
Okay, and a man would say, I must ask my
wife.
And a woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And if he just ran off and left her, she'd be a... Do you have a name for that?
Well, there's a lot of names.
Well, what are some?
What would I be?
Well, a woman...
Deserter?
No, a woman who, not the man, but the woman, if her husband just ran off and left her.
She'd be a grass widow.
Okay.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
It's been a long time since you thought of that.
I've been that one as well.